Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hello. God is good. God is what? Good. Yes, good to see all of you. It was going to rain, so I didn't expect most of you to be here. Yeah. Yes, I know Ugandans and I know Christians. Amen? Yeah. Most of them, any excuse not to go to church is welcome. Hallelujah. Yeah, but yes, worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes, it was good to see Sam coming in. You know, when you are a preacher, okay, sometimes there are people you want in the what? Congregation. Hallelujah. I guess it's not it is not only when you're a preacher, even at home, okay? Fathers, you know it, okay? When you're at home and your wife hasn't yet come, this way in which you can see your kids somehow, things are not right. Something is missing, okay? I think now about pressure, because you sense something is what? The kids want their mother, all right? So when she comes, you're off, you understand, Glory be to God, you celebrate. I've remembered a joke I read, which says that when your children, if you're a man, your father, and your children start to tell you that they want to talk to their mother, just know that they're saying that they want to talk to your supervisor. Mommy, I talk to mommy. You just know they want to talk to your supervisor. Glory be to God. And in so many ways, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Amen. Women are supervisors at home. They are the headmistresses. They are, yeah. And without them, if you think they should, yeah, if you're a husband and you think your wife shouldn't be a headmistress. You just need 1 week and you realize that what? A headmistress is, your supervisor is necessary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, children, I'm glad to see you here, but somehow I'm feeling sorry for you. Yeah, because I'm going to say things which you might not understand. Yeah, but good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, what happened on Sunday and the other Sunday was real from the testimonies you have heard. Glory be to God. Yes, and even I myself, on Monday morning after we left here, I had a dream, and in this dream, there is a man of God. He's called Apostle John Mulinde. How many of you know him? Apostle John Mulinde. Who does know him? How many of you know him? Put up your hand. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, anyway, Apostle John Mulinde. Yes, in the dream, he invited me. He called me to be his best man. Then in a second scene, or rather in another scene of the same dream, I found myself doing work, as in working in his office. Hallelujah. And what the dream means doesn't really matter to you, but you can see that I received something. Glory be to God. Amen. The people who were in fellowship on Thursday were told that they shouldn't appear unless they have an interpretation to that who dream. Okay? But as a father, I will forgive you. Amen? Yeah, so, Yeah. Whatever interpretation you have, yeah, you have it. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. But for me, I know what it means, and it's about me. Glory be to God. Amen. Any visitors? There's a lady I don't think I've seen her before. Yes. Okay. We're glad to have you. But it's like I've seen you here before. Or you resemble someone I know. Yeah, the gentleman. Have you been here before? No? Okay, you resemble someone. Someone, yeah. But we're glad to have you here. You're born again? Are you born again? Are you saved?
Yes.
Glory be to God. Thank you for visiting us. Okay? Are you Ugandan?
No, I'm Congolese.
Congolese. Glory be to God. Yeah, we're glad to have you. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. And the lady next to you, I think, was brought by Vanessa. Yeah. How are you? Yes. What's your name? Okay. You're born again? This is your first time here? We're glad to have you with us. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is what? Yes, God is good. Amen. Christine, thank you for the testimony you shared of helping someone who was unwell. It reminded me of, I have a friend of mine. He's a dentist or a dental surgeon. He was 2 years ahead of me in high school. Okay, so I was in senior one and he was in senior three. Yeah, he was in senior five when I was in senior three, something like that. Yeah, in fact, he has a clinic somewhere in Bukoto near former Kadik. Andrew Balunji, yes. So this guy was well, okay? Then one day after he had finished medical school, he got a disease called Pott's disease. Pott's disease. You can Google, okay? Now what this disease did to him, okay, basically, it attacks the backbone. Right? Just comes from nowhere. Okay? And to cut a long story short, the guy became lame. Lame. So he can't walk like this. Okay? If he's to walk from here to there, he'll have to, Yeah, you know, a young man. So he has been in that state for more than a decade, more than I think 20 years. Okay? So, yeah, so when I heard that, of course, so that means he cannot work as much as he would have worked if he was in a normal state. All right? So when I heard that years ago, I felt sorry for him. Okay? Very sorry. I was like, man, this is very bad. Okay? Then some years ago, like 7 years ago or 6 years ago, I got an opportunity to meet him once again. Okay? So I met him. I looked at him. I felt sorry for him. Okay? And in my heart, I was like, what can I do? Of course, he has a clinic, but definitely he cannot work as, basically his earnings, I know they are not as they should be had he been well. All right? So I decided, okay, in my heart, I decided. Now, around that time, there was some girl or some woman who used to call me from Prudential, Uganda. You know those guys? Towards what? Every month, you put in something, then education for your kids will be, you understand? So the next time she called me, I was like, okay, you come. Okay, so we met at my office at the chef. Okay, so I told her, now, for it is not me who is interested. Okay? Because, anyway, I was like, God will take care of my kids. Okay? I was like, now, I have a friend. Okay? This friend of mine is, yeah, he became lame. And I want to do something for at least one of his children. Okay? And so I told her, let's go to him. Okay? So I put her in my car, we drive to Ntinda. Then we are what? Went at the clinic. So I told him, Andrew, okay, now you know we are friends, but you know, things are not good now. I want to do something, what? For you. Every month, I want to deposit money. Because you have to do monthly, yeah, money, you know, Okay, and now I brought this lady here to what? To tell us what we should do. Okay, anyway, so she sits there and she calculates an amount and she's like, 180K. So the kid at that time, I think, was in senior, P6 or P7. He has two kids, Okay, so I was like, I'm going to do or no, Asemba Yo, so that it is more giving. All right? So that when the child reaches university, there's money there. Andrew doesn't have to what? To pay, you know, these projects are good. So anyway, she calculates and she tells us 180K. Per what? Per month. Okay, so we sign up, give us all the details, Andrew calls the wife. Why? Anyway, then I began to pay. Okay? Even last month I paid. Now it's years. But every month, when I don't have that money, I have to believe God for it. When the last door of the month is coming. Hallelujah. Okay. You see, we waste a lot of money on nonsense. Things that can help someone. And sometimes that little money, that 5,000, like she said, that 5,000 which, you know, Anyway, so, a few months after I started to pay, I had a dream. And in this dream, a lady who in the dream I knew was Andrew's mother, okay, came to me and she was crying with gratitude. She was crying. She's like, are you the Moses I've heard about? And she's crying. And she said, thank you so much for what you're doing for Andrew. Thank you. She was crying, you know, She's like, thank you so much for what you're doing for Andrew. Glory be to God. Okay? And I knew she was thanking me for 180K. Okay, now to me, sometimes 180K is little money. Sometimes. The other days, when I even want 100K, you understand? But sometimes 180K is what? And the lady was in tears, an old lady, crying, thanking me for what I'm doing for what? Andrew. Glory be to God. Okay? So I got to know from that dream, of course, that the Lord was like, awesome. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. Okay, so I wondered why in the dream it wasn't the father, okay, who came to me. So I realized that most probably the dad is not alive. Okay? So the following day I called Andrew. I asked him, is your mother alive? He said, yeah, mommy is alive. Jali. Then I was like, what about your dad? He's like, my dad passed away. Glory be to God. Now, those are the things, those are the experiences I have, okay? That's why at times I say that no one, absolutely no one can ever stop me from giving. Glory be to God. Whether there are returns or what, more money comes, but just that dream alone. Glory be to God. When God is like, what you're doing is what? Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so Christine, thank you so much, amen, for sharing that. Amen. Children, yes. Parents, train your kids to be generous. Start at an early stage. Hallelujah. For you, if you're not, help your child to be. Glory be to God. Number one, because it's good. It's good. Hallelujah. Okay? I believe that the happiest people in the world are givers. Okay? I don't believe, you can't convince me that the happiest people in the world are those who have it all, who have like buildings and cars and visas and passports, you know, eh? I don't think so. Glory be to God. There's something about giving, eh? Hallelujah. And the Bible says God loves what? A cheerful giver. Okay? The Bible says God loves everyone, isn't it? But there's a scripture which says God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? God loves a cheerful giver. Let's read that scripture. 1 Corinthians, I think it is chapter 9, verse 7. Let's read it in Amplified, okay? Glory be to God. God loves a cheerful giver, okay? He prizes above other things, and he cannot do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Okay? It is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Yeah, chapter 9 verse 7. Hallelujah. Amen. As we speak right now, God is helping me. Hallelujah. Because I really didn't know what we're going to talk about today. Okay? Parents, please encourage your children to be generous. Glory be to God. Amen? So you ask, but they have nothing. Yes, I'm telling you, encourage them to be generous with what you give them. Hallelujah. Don't tell your kids that don't give away this. Let them give it away, whether they have done a wrong thing to give it away. You understand? This giving thing is not that every time you give, God wanted you to give. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah. So what does it say? So it says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves. He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver, whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the reasons, one of the main reasons, okay, main reasons, okay, why some people are broke day in, day out, year in, year out, decade in, decade out, is because of lightly taking this scripture. Okay? Lightly taking that scripture. Okay? Lightly taking generosity. You understand? Yeah. Instead of just be generous before you run after mysteries. You understand? Glory be to God. Okay? It's amazing that people don't like simple things. But it is those simple things which can sort you out. Okay? A simple thing which your mother, okay, if you're the good mother, taught you when you are growing up, when you are a baby. Yeah? Told you, share. Do what? Share. Share. How do they say it in okay, share. Do what? Share. Share. Glory be. It's a simple thing like that. And that was before you, when you started school, nursery. Okay? That is if you went to nursery school. Okay? The people who didn't go to nursery school. I don't think Museveni went to nursery school. Museveni, I don't see that guy, you know? Yeah. Anyway, there's a generation actually, nursery schools were not there. Okay? Then some other people, their nursery schools are under trees. I expected you to laugh, but it's true. Glory be to God. Anyway, so when you went to school, when you went to school, you started to learn hard things. And the teachers convinced you that it is those hard things that are going to make you successful in life. I'll never forget going for my master's, my MPH in the States. And some of the things we were studying, So, you know, I went with this mind from medical school. Hard things. You know, They went for a master's and I'm like, no wonder when we're at university, there are some guys who you wonder what they'd come to do at uni. They were always all over the place in the halls, you know, shouting, campaigning for guild or what. And you're like, and guys got degrees, man. Yeah? And right now, they are our leaders. Basum may be into simple things. Anyway, but what I'm trying to say is that you went to school and then you started to learn hard things. 5 minus 2, you know. Okay? Then someone who convinced you that you'll be successful in life, you'll be happy. Okay? If you just what? Learn these hard things. And then you neglected what your mother what? Told you. Sharing. Sharing. So you got a degree and you didn't what? Get the success. And someone told you that you need a master's. Now, by the way, please understand me. Those things are good, okay? And they contribute to success. Hallelujah. But there's some simple things which, you should never neglect, even when you have a master's, even you have a PhD. A thing like this, being a joyful giver. Glory be to God. Being a what? A joyful giver. Hallelujah. Being a joyful giver. Hallelujah. My brother Funya Omulimu. Sometimes you wonder how he's going to spend the money. But I'm not what? It's not my money, you understand? And I'm not the Holy Spirit to tell people how to use their what? But sometimes when you look at someone who has just finished with uni and they've gotten a job, 400,000, you somehow wish that they knew the thing called giving. But it's only 400,000. Okay, I spend 300,000 of it on transport. Month ends with 100. So there's nothing to give. And I'm like, now look at this one. That little, and I think sometimes it is that little money that you give, when you have a little, that makes the most impact, God sees that man, this is what? Major. That little money, that 2,000. Glory be to God. That 180K. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, it's good, You just finish school and you get a good job. It's good, You can what? Run around for a plot of land, However, Don't neglect what? This thing called giving. Glory be to God. That one thing will sort you out. Eh? Amen? Amen? Thank God I'm not telling you to give to me. Glory be to God. I'm encouraging you to do what Christine did. She gave to someone else. You understand? Okay? I'm encouraging you to do something like what I did. Okay? I have a friend, he became lame. Okay? And, okay? So he has two kids. Hallelujah. And I praise God, man. His wife, the wife, okay, Jackie. Man, some women are special. You know Andrew, Flora. And some women are, you know Andrew, Balunji. Some women are special. Man, the chick didn't what? She's there with her man. Glory be to God. Man, that's remarkable. That's awesome. Okay? Man, there's some men, you know, just fall broken. You know? Someone starts to process a visa. Shouldn't be like that. That's very bad. Okay? There's a gentleman who used to be in this church. He one time took me to see a friend of his. A friend of his who had also gotten the same issues. But it wasn't POTS with the disease. But for him, this was some other disease which also affected his nerves, the backbone. And the guy now, he couldn't even walk. A young man. So we went to those ends of Urubaga, Lungujia. Lungujia. You guys know Lungujia. Mumanichiwa to Lentinda Najira, but the some other place, staunch, traditional, you know, Lungujia. And so we went to the Abambi. You are going to see him. Okay? And to pray for him and to take him something small, like 100K. Okay? So the guy had been married. Okay? Married. Okay? Married. He had a wife. Then when he got those issues, the wife left him. Bali balokole bavivi. The chick wasn't a Muslim. A mulokole. And so went to see the guy. He was at his parents' place. Okay? Once upon a time, this guy got married and he left. Went. Never and be the guy, what? Because the wife had abandoned him. Then I heard that she had gotten married in the States. Okay? Now for me, I was like, which man married that woman? But I guess they hide their what? Their history. They don't publish a book of their history. She's married, man. Okay? She left the guy, man. Maybe the guy was there with the mother. Okay? So we saw the guy, we jazzed. As we left, the mother was like, hey, mumu lese, acheba se. But then there was a you're going to come and get him walking. But Bambi, she was joking, but hallelujah. Please be good. Be what? Be good to one another. Married people, be good to one another. Okay? Be good. What Sam is saying, yeah. You women, you young men, who are planning to marry. Okay? Hallelujah. This is the best time to tell yourself that when I get married, I'll be good to my best friend, to my bestie. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you might not walk away. Because I'm born again, I don't know, guy, Sina Chakoroba, this woman has nothing to do. I'm born again. What will people say if I get another chick? Okay, but you know you can get out of the marriage, but when you're still under the same roof. But when your actions, your words just show that what? But there I think it's better you leave your friend. Because the way you'll be behaving, I think your friend will be better off without what? Without you. Hallelujah. But be nice. Be what? Be nice. If your friend doesn't have everything you want him or her to have, still be nice. Glory be to God. Okay? Very often, it's not their fault that they don't have what you want them to have. You understand? Eh? Yeah. First of all, you married a mulokole. So again, they're not going to steal. You married someone who's a Christian. They're not going to steal to get those things. You understand? Hallelujah. The other family you're looking at and you're comparing yourselves with, you don't know how they get their what? How they get their stuff. You understand? You married a mulokole who doesn't believe that once saved, always saved. So they know that if they practice stealing, they'll go to hell. And they'll miss you. For you've been in heaven. They'll be, you understand? So they want to forever be with you. Kati, you're putting them under pressure. Do you understand? Okay? Men, when your women, you know, get to some other floor, hallelujah, be good. Be what? Be good. It's not their fault. It is nature. Nature built those floors. And it's such that everyone has to go up those floors. It's not, you understand, eh? Be what? Be nice. Okay, children, be nice to your friends. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be what? Be nice. Huh? Heard of a young man who is getting married soon. I think next month or the other month. And they had a kuchala. And recently I heard they had a kuchala. And on the kuchala, you know, kuchala is not okwanjula. That today, kuchala is a small thing. It's, you know, family close, you know. And the guy, man, brought stuff, man. So the people on the girls' side were like, man, these things are so many. Then the guy assured them, wait for the kwanjula. Apparently, the young man, wait for the what? The kwanjula. Okay? Already he's housing the chick, bought the chick a car. He's paying rent for the mother where she stays. You know, good life. You know, Okay? Yesterday I heard that the guys bought a piece of land in what? Last week, I think, in Kira. Meanwhile, his wedding is just what? There's a kwanjula, then a wedding the week after. But the girl, you understand? Mulawa Azine. So when you hear those things, you're like, where is this young man, what? We're getting this dive. I don't know, but now if you're the friend of the chick, okay, you start to put pressure on your what? On your husband. Maybe he even wants to steal, but he has nowhere to steal from. You know, Kwanga, where he works, he has no access. Yeah, so man, this young man, hey, dime on the house, man. Perfect chap to what? To get married to. Perfect, in quotes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Where the young chap, you know, But all these things are Mulinde. Mulinde kuchi? Kwanjula. I'm gonna show you. And those are the boys, the young men, parents like, man. Don't care, say, hey, your friend. Well. Where's your friend? You know? My dad was telling me that years ago, he went, I think, for either a wedding or a graduation party. Dedicating a house. All right? So it was some young man, okay, dedicating a young guy, very young, serious house, okay? And bishops were there, okay? And my dad, I think, had access to one of the what? Bishops. He said, by now, you bishops, you come to these things, but why don't you ask some questions? Because now, that young man, where did he get, you know, You understand? So if the guy has stolen the money, stolen the money, and his friends, see you bishops coming and say that, they are there watching, they're like, so the bishops condone these things. You understand, elders in this church, you should what? When they take, you should ask questions. Okay? If you want, glory be to God. You don't have to, but you don't have to over testify on that person's behalf, because you might not know what you're testifying about. Glory be to God. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. These things are very important. And you see, to me the most is this thing of heaven versus hell. This hell thing. Going to hell because of stealing to become rich. Stealing to do what? To become rich. It's not worth it. It's not what? Worth it. There's some guy I know who in some circles, he's like he represents locally, some circles somewhere. So when guys see him, they see him locally. But when the guy is a thug, man. Thug. But he's born again, I guess, Some circles is the one who prays, opening prayer, those things. But he is a thug. Thug. So now when you go and you tell those people around him that I told him locally, they just laugh. Because they're like, but your representative, hallelujah. Amen. But God wants to raise up Christians, real Christians, and prosper them when they haven't stolen. Glory be to God. And you might be in this place. When God wants to bless you, to use you as a sign. That yes, you can prosper without stealing. You prosper on earth, and after all this is done, you even go to heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. You go where? To heaven. Okay? You remember Bob Jones? Prophet Bob Jones. He passed away many years ago. He was an American. The recording here. Okay, when you saw guys going to hell, chaps were going to hell. Okay, and he says that whatever was their God, they were going to hell wrapped in that thing. He saw people descending to hell wrapped in dollar bill notes. Why? Because the dollar, money, had been their God. Okay? The psalmist saw going to hell, I think they were wrapped in grass. Eh? Yeah? Something like that. Because they were the loans that they are, whatever, were their God. So meaning that they were doing all rubbish, eh? Just for the sake of their compa, you know, eh? Okay? Some of them it was alcohol. And they were in bottles going to hell. Whatever was their God, he says, where are they recording at? You have listened to it? If you haven't, we can send it to you. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of coming to church on Sunday, you're there, what? You're alone, what? Then after that, what? You invite guys and you drink alcohol, muka, alone, muka compound, you know, and guys are going to hell. Hallelujah. I even don't understand a Christian organization. But this thing that it's not a law, eh? So it is just my opinion. My what? Personal. I don't understand how a Christian organization can put a marathon on Sunday. A marathon, muduke ku Sunday. I don't understand it. Are they sinning? I don't know. But I just don't understand how a Christian, you know, bakumani wa, and then you put a marathon Sunday morning. I don't. By the way, like I said, it's not in the Bible. It is just a personal opinion. I just don't understand it. Huh? I just don't. So you make people not go to church, and you come out with it. Eh? And it's one thing, maybe it is an intro on Sunday. That's okay. But this thing which, as in, it's like if it wasn't there, we could do car, you know. But a wedding, yeah, intro, eh? Wedding, that's, you know. But could do car. Now, it's another thing if MTN is doing it, the cancer guys are doing it, you understand, eh? Because maybe so, you know. Now, yeah, a Christian organization. I just don't. Hallelujah. Some of you don't want to look at me, but what? I've said it's my opinion. I just don't understand, you know, doing things to cut people off God. Eh? I just don't understand what? Yeah? So, are there people who are going to go hell wrapped in a marathon? Eh? Or what? Jogging down there, what? Glory be to God. And maybe this is the best time to talk about now the blessing. Okay? You all receive something. Those who were not here last Sunday, okay, God was like, please, lay hands on them also. Glory be to God. And that's why I had to do that. Okay, now, whatever blessing it is that God has put in your life today or last Sunday, okay? For children, it was the other Sunday, okay? Let it never cut you off God. Glory be to God. Let it never become an idol. Glory be to God. Okay? You understand, eh? Let you see, those are just blessings. Let them never cut you off the blesser. Glory be to God. Whatever it is, because remember, God blesses us with good things. So that thing will be good. It won't be evil. It's not evil. It cannot be. Okay? However, don't let it what? Mess you up. Glory be to God. Okay, I'll jokingly give an example of a screen. TV screen. Come on, Naku blessing on a TV screen. And it's how much? A 100 and something for DSTV. Premium. Plus some other dimes to record to record what you're missing while at church, so that when you go back, you watch your stuff, you know. Yeah, so don't let that screen. Eh? You begin to watch stupid things. Eh? You understand? The screen is not bad. DSTV is not evil. But then you misuse it. You know, and then you start to watch bad things, bad movies, movies. Hmm? Hallelujah. I, for one, one of the reasons why I generally, you know, I'm not interested in movies. Even when there's a real way in which, of course, not all of them, but most of them, I think all of them which are not Christian, I think all of them, somehow, or somewhere along the way, there's a sin coming. Okay? I don't think there's any, which is not Christian, where there's not something, somehow it's coming. And maybe that's why even people like love movies, because they know what they are kajia. I think, you understand? Now, I'm not telling you don't watch movies. I'm just saying, anyway, what I'm saying is, don't let the blessing mess you up. Glory be to God. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm doing, what? I'm saying. Okay? Elijah, if your blessing is a wife, don't let the wife mess you up. Nakutwaram kaut. See, yeah, because, you know, we work in unity, agreement. The Bible says, you know, be one. You understand, eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, don't let her make you do stupid things which are going to what? To get you. On stupid things, just agree to disagree. Just say, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, children. When God blesses you with something good, a present, okay, maybe on your birthday or wherever, okay, don't let that present make you forget God. And then you do bad things with a present, or you start to boast, you know, you tell your friends that for us at our home we have this, for you don't. That's very bad. God doesn't like what? Manzi, say amen. Manzi is my friend. Should I tell the story? I should. So Manzi, come and they say you're Manzi. So that everyone will know the nice boy I'm talking about. Okay, this is Manzi. He has a brother called?
Kwezi.
And a sister called?
Kwanzi.
Aha. So Manzi has a friend at school. Huh? This friend happened to see him, actually. This friend told him, my father is a billionaire. Then started to list the cars the father has. There's a Jeep. Which other car?
A Range Rover.
Maybe I should ask Manzi. Do you know the cars your friend's dad has? Aha, very good. Okay.
There's a Jeep, a Range Rover, a Land Cruiser, and a Rolls Royce.
And a Rolls Royce. Hallelujah. Is there a Lamborghini? Is there a Lamborghini? Lamborghini. What did you say?
It's a Lamborghini.
Glory be to God. That Does he deserve a seed? Eh? Okay. Now one time, I gave the mother money years ago. I gave the mom money, and I told her that it is for what? For whatever, what sweets, whatever. Then I got a story that the mother goes to shop. So when they're in shop, as she's paying whatever, then the kid is like, what? What is it? Then the mother, but there's no money for that. Then this one shouted in the sperm market, but Pastor Moses! Hallelujah. Okay? And parents do those things. Hmm? Hallelujah. This is yours. Okay? Glory be to God. Anyway, so, you know, Land Cruiser, Jeep, you know, okay? And they have a mansion, isn't it? The mansion, man. Okay, now, the man's is have a very nice house. It's a mansion. But right now, they are like, mommy, our house is not a mansion. Yeah? One of their kids has a definition of a mansion. A mansion, you go up and up and up. And so, children, when God blesses you with something, okay? Don't become proud. You know what it means to be proud? Yes. Children, you know proud? Yes. Okay? The devil became proud and he was cast down out of heaven. That's how he became a devil. At first, he was a good angel. Hmm? Satan, you know, demons, you know, at first he was a good angel, but he became proud because God had blessed him a lot. Okay? God had blessed him and then he became proud and then he was cast down to earth, cast down from heaven. Okay? Okay, now he doesn't like you because for you, one day you're going back to heaven. You're going to be in heaven where he was cast out of. Okay, so children, okay, if your God blesses you with something, with a present, or he blesses your parents with something, okay, don't boast about it. And then start to think that there are children who don't have that thing, that for them, they're not serious, they're fake. Please don't do that. That is what? That is bad, it's evil. And it can get you to hell. Are you listening to me? Okay, please be humble. Be what? Be humble. Alright? And if your friends, if you have something, and your friends don't have something, and you can share, please share with them that which God has what? Blessed you with. Glory be to God. Malaika. Are you hearing? Yes. Amen. Glory be to God. Abana mbamaze. Back to their parents. Parents, be humble. Hallelujah. The Bible says we came with nothing. And we shall do what? We shall go with nothing. Stop competing over who has the most toys. Apparently, that's what men do. Toys. Lamborghini, okay. Ah, but gin sounds like, anyway, yeah. You understand, toys. Okay? There's a very rich guy, years ago, I think he died, a billionaire. Okay? He said it, that it's about who has the most toys. At the end of the day, it's about who has the what? The most toys. Now, this is an adult. And again, it's about that. You know, so, so Dilo has done what? He has bought the other building. Let me buy the other one. What? Which car? Who has it? Then you feel like you're being left be, you know, toys, 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 toys. And then you go to hell, eh? You know, because of toys. Of course, God has no problem with toys. He has no problem with giving you toys, amen? Because they make you happy. You understand? That's why he lets you buy toys for children. Okay? Toys are good. Toys are what? Are good. Alright? Toys are what? Okay? A few days ago, I was going somewhere with some friend. Alright? And I drove my car, he drove his. Alright, so on the Entebbe Express Highway. And then man, the guy stepped the accelerator of his toy. Nandagane indi, you understand? So toys are good. Hallelujah. Okay, it's good to play with, it's joy, yeah? However, don't let them get you to depart from the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. The Bible is full of those things. To the Israelites, God said, when I bless you, never forget me. Never do that. Then he told them that, in fact, if you forget me, okay, you're going to get in trouble. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to allow calamity to come upon you. Okay? Do you see the suffering of the Jews? You've heard of the Holocaust. Okay? When Hitler killed them, 6 million Jews. Okay? 6 million Jews, Hitler killed them. It was bad. But you know why it happened? Okay? The reason is in the Bible. God told the Jews, if you ever depart from me, these things will happen to you. Now, if you go to the States and you say those, what I've told you, which is in the Bible, you're going to get in what? Trouble. You had better be wise. But that's the truth. Okay? Okay? You understand? Guys, depart, you know, man, guys got blessed. Israel got blessed. And when they got blessed, they forgot God. Hallelujah. Things have a tendency, eh? Things. Money, what? Eh? They have a tendency, man, eh? To get people to depart, because they're like, now, God for what? God for what? I have it all. You know, eh? That's why the Bible says it is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But God didn't say that it is impossible. He said it is difficult for a rich man, for someone who loves money. Okay? Money is their God. Okay? You shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't be how? You shouldn't be like that. Okay? A blessing, maybe a gift when you become a great musician. Or, you know, you have a voice, you can play an instrument. It should never get you from God. You remember that story of a pastor's wife? Okay? Pastor's wife. She was beautiful. She was a great singer. You remember in Kenneth Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. Alright? Okay? Then the devil would come and whisper to her, that man, look, you're beautiful. You have a great voice. You'll be great in the world. But now look, you're here. Okay? And maybe even say that, man, you're married to a broke pastor, man. Nivi Munsi, eh? One by the celeb. Okay? Then she knew that was the devil. Okay? She rebuked it. Okay? Then the devil one time who came back again, say the same thing. Okay? And the devil is saying the truth. You're beautiful. You have a great voice. Okay? And the third time, she gave in. And she left the husband, walked away, and went into the world. One time the husband got to know that she was in town. So he went to where she was, the hotel he had been told where she's at. Okay, or to tell her, to come back to the Lord. Okay? The moment she saw the guy, she slammed the door in his face and said, to hell with that Jesus of yours. Okay? So, Jesus was showing Kenneth Hagin all this. Okay? And Jesus told Kenneth Hagin that the moment she said that, she sealed her fate. Sealed her fate. As in, she can never get saved again. Like, she's destined to hell. And no wonder the ones saved or saved people plucked that chapter out of a book which is on the net. Plucked that chapter out because it doesn't conform with our. Because they know the blood of Jesus. Nothing is greater than the blood. Nothing, you know. Okay? But she sealed her faith. So you can see her beauty, a gift from God. Her voice, a gift from God. Okay? Took her to hell. Now, this shouldn't be with you. Glory be to God. This shouldn't be with me. The gift I received is a big thing. Man's awesome. Okay? But I know thing has to be handled with what? Wisdom. You understand? It shouldn't get me away from he who blessed me. Alright? It shouldn't get me away from who? He who blessed me. Children, the good things God gives you shouldn't make you forget him. If God gives you, it's called what? A play station? Okay? Or a phone where you play all those, a tab? Okay? That thing shouldn't make you forget God. And you begin to play bad games, demonic games of spirits, demons. Okay? Watching bad things, okay? Some of you kids have access to the internet. Okay, children, the internet. Okay? Teenagers. Okay? Shouldn't watch bad things on the internet. Don't watch what your parents haven't told you to watch. Don't search for something your parents have, you know? Yeah. Parents, you have a role in this. Don't make the internet, you know? There should be times when it's off. You see, prosperity can mess you up. Prosperity katiolina, enyumbaye wajira, you have it's how much? The monthly subscription, that is pocket change. And then, man, you bring the devil in your sitting room. Okay? When your kid can at any time just what? Glory be to God. Indeed, God has blessed you. Hallelujah. Amen. God has what? Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 6. What does Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, I think it is. Okay. God told Moses that tell Aaron. Okay. So, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his son saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, okay, say to them that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. That is what happened this Sunday. Okay, that is what happened last Sunday. And that is what happened to the children the other Sunday. Okay? A blessing was spoken over you. Okay? And for that matter, the Lord is going to bless you. Glory be to God. Now, with what, whichever blessing the Lord has for you, when it comes, please, don't depart from the Lord. Do you understand? Please don't let the blessing become a curse. Glory be to God. If it's a child, God blesses you with a child. Don't let the child make you depart from the Lord. One of the ways a child can make you depart from God is by stopping to be generous. You know, all the money, omwana wa, you understand? You know, take money, okay? You no longer, yes, give your kid all the good things which they want. Not all, okay? But be generous. You can't just, no, it's wrong, parents, wrong. Christian parents, I'm talking, yeah. I'm not talking to the heathens. It's wrong. So in that sense, the child has made you depart from the Lord as far as generosity is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen? Mothers are not agreeing, but I've told you. Don't let what? A blessing, God's blessing, make you depart from Him. Glory be to God. And the good news is, if you continue to walk with Him, okay, He will even give you more. Glory be to God. That's a good thing. It's there in the scriptures. Continue to walk with Him. Okay? Continue doing His will. He will add you more. Glory be to God. Amen? On Tuesday or Wednesday it was, Dennis Mujimba, our prophet, our dreamer. He had a dream when he saw me somewhere and had a checklist. Eh? Okay? A checklist. And I ticked off everything. Ta, 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 ta. Everything. Okay? And we knew that God was saying, up until now, I have done everything He wanted me to do. And we thought probably that's why I received the blessing of Apostle Mulinde inviting me to be his best man. Okay? And that's why I was working in His office. If you walk with the Lord, He will give you more. Glory be to God. Okay? God told David, he had seen, taken someone's wife, okay? And He told him that, I would have given you more. If this was little, I would have given you more. I had no problem with that. Glory be to God. Amen? God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.